as we introduce you to our first guest of the morning here on this Wednesday. Yes, it's Wednesday, March 4th, 2026 on the Hot Talk Morning Show. And I was, you know, in the buildup to our first appearance this morning from David Jones, who actually lives over in the Market Common area. He's author of the new book, The Unlikely Life of Oliver Atkinson. Before we bring him into the conversation, just a little segue into all of this. I've known David's dad and his brother for, heck, I mean, 15 or so years, I want to say, is when I first spoke with your dad, Wilbur Jones. He's a well-known World War II buff and historian up in the Wilmington area. His brother, Andrew, lives up towards Chapel Hill, covering the North Carolina Tar Heels, and David, actually, his people reached out to me just the other day, and I'm reading through, like, the little plug that they sent over to me to highlight his book, and I'm like, I think I know this guy. And when I just met him 5 minutes ago, I'm like, I felt like I've known you before, and I've known you for the last 15 years, even though this is the first time I've actually spoken and I've met with Mr. David Jones, who is in the studio with us here this morning to promote this new book. And again, he's local, living over in the Market Common, The Unlikely Life of Oliver Atkinson, a novel of America's founding, as we get ready to celebrate birthday number 250 for the good old U.S. of A. come Independence Day later on this year. David, it's great to see you, great to meet you, and good morning to you, sir.
Joe, thanks so much for having me over.
And, I mean, your dad, Wilbur, again, World War II buff, he actually credited and even got a shout-out from President Trump when he came to Wilmington during his first term to commission Wilmington, North Carolina, as the first World War II city of recognition, I guess. And this had a lot to do with your dad's effort to bring him there. He gave a speech right at the foot of the battleship North Carolina. And you're very familiar, obviously, with Wilmington. At the time, my office and studio was near the top floor of the Merkinson Building on Front Street in downtown Wilmington, historical structure there. And boy, oh boy, if you've never seen a presidential motorcade before, I mean, that motorcade wrapped from the battleship all the way to the Isabel Holmes Bridge. And then all of a sudden, you saw and felt the fighting force of the U.S. military with a helicopter hovering above our building, snipers on top of the Merkinson Building, and the Coast Guard lined along the Cape Fear River from jet skis to some of the other ships that they have based at the Coast Guard station in Oak Island and up and down the North Carolina coast. So that was a very cool day, and I'm sure it was a very memorable day, obviously, for your dad.
It was, for a thousand reasons. I'll never forget that it was like 95 degrees and like 100% humidity, and we had to wait out there for hours, but it was worth it, not just to see President Trump, but knowing that my father put in 11 years worth of work to get a bill through Congress to provide recognition to cities that were essential and important in their contributions to our boys overseas and fighting and winning the war against tyranny and Hitler and that evil Axis.
Growing up as a kid with a dad as a historian, you know, were you one that immediately became intrigued with the history of our country, some of the work that he did, or were you a late bloomer in terms of, you know, wanted to carve out your own path and then realizing that it's inherent in my genes and in my bloodline to share stories of history, and in this case, you know, a fictional novel, as we'll talk about here in just a minute?
Sure. Well, you know, I read my parents' library by the time I was 11, and there was a ton of history books in there, and we've always loved history. History's always been alive to me. It's I've also been a screenwriter and an actor, so I see things visually. And history to me is not dry, boring. It's not like chewing on dry oatmeal for me. So to me, it was alive. And talking about my parents and our history and our heritage, we go back to the Mayflower. We go back to one of my relatives, Charles Carroll of Carrollton, was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. That name Carroll has remained in our family for hundreds of years. My mother was named Carroll. My niece is named Carroll. Hmm. So we have just an amazing, rich history of who's who in America. And so I was always intrigued by those stories and intrigued by biographies. So I ended up with a history degree from Indiana University, and I've never done anything with it until now, other than enjoy history.
David Jones, once again, author of his new book, The Unlikely Life of Oliver Atkinson, is a fictional novel surrounding America's founding. We'll dig into the story here in just a minute, but I just came back from a trip up down to Houston, over to Raleigh, and I'm like, well, we might as well inform the folks of people that you may have heard but don't know about in terms of the deep history of some of the very important people that played a role in the founding of our country and the influence that they have, from Sam Houston to Sir Walter Raleigh. I think every individual, from back then even up through today, I mean, just from their backdrop and their background to some of the things that they overcome, their strengths, their weaknesses, their character faults and traits, goes into all of this. And, obviously today it's easy to sit, on the ivory tower and, claim that these people are, terrible, this, that, and the other. But a lot of the history that goes into our country, comes with imperfect people striving to create a more perfect union. I think you have to keep that in mind when you think about the people that have come before us to kind of lay the groundwork for what we get to enjoy today in terms of our freedoms and our opportunities to enjoy conversation like we're having this morning.
Oh, well said. They're not marble statues. These are real humans. And many of the founders were the wealthiest people in the colonies with every material thing to lose. So why did they pursue liberty? Well, because there was something greater than themselves. They were looking, pursuing something greater than themselves, both in divine regards, in terms of spiritual liberty, and as well as political and social liberty. So as I wrote my book, I wanted to humanize them. I wanted to give them personality and find things that were interesting about them apart from just the aspects that we may know in general about them being marble busts. And we were born as a nation, like you said, imperfect. Thomas Jefferson was seeking a more perfect union, not a perfect union. And that's impossible. We need to remember that today.
David Jones, again, a local author over in the Market Common, The Unlikely Life of Oliver Atkinson, a novel of America's founding, just in time for birthday number 250. And as an actor, screenwriter, obviously you deal in the fictional world. Is that what kind of led you into creating a fictional novel rather than following the family trait in business in terms of getting into the non-fictional history the way your dad has done over the years?
Yeah, I think that may have had something to do with it. But if I'm honest, in 2024, I was thinking, okay, we have our 250th coming up. How can I monetize this?
That's what I'm talking about. Capitalist through and through, my friend.
So we are in America. And so I thought about creating a story for children, and knowing that our public school system doesn't tell the whole story anymore, I wanted to write something that would be true history, but really as an adventure kind of novel. And I wanted to be able to tell something that really represented all Americans. So I made this guy an immigrant coming over, and he was an indentured orphan, and he was vulnerable and young and weak, and the odds of him succeeding in making something of his life were virtually nil, which is why I've titled it The Unlikely Life of Oliver Atkinson. So I wanted to tell America's founding through his eyes, and from the Boston Tea Party on through to the end of Yorktown.
I mean, there are countless people of history that we have probably never heard of that lived a very similar life, obviously, to the one that
yes.
you created for the character of Oliver Atkinson.
Yes, his story is our story. It's America's story. The founders did what they did, but I also integrate a lot of lesser-known characters that were real in history. And I made up a few more to represent us. I talked about everything from slavery to Abigail Adams, who told Congress, remember the women. So there were a lot of social things that were occurring back then that are still kind of challenges and issues right now. So I wanted to treat them fairly. But again, this is not a lecture. This is a history novel that's an adventure. It's designed to be fun and fast-paced and informative. And I wanted to make sure that everybody saw themselves in here somewhere.
And your story of Oliver Atkinson, how much did faith play in his role to go from nothing and not knowing what the future may held to hold to you know drive him to you know help create you know our nation through the revolution?
Well, that's such a great question. He was not born into a religious household in England. I had him birthed in Derby, England, right smack dab in the middle of the country. And he wasn't raised in church so much, but a vicar gave him a Bible, and he was fascinated by the story of creation. And we see his spiritual birth against the backdrop of the nation's birth. And I wanted to make that clear, because when our documents talk about religion, it is not talking about all the other world religions that we know now, but it was talking about Anabaptists and Congregationalists and Anglicans. And so he is immersed in this world where those things are important, and they're a product of the birth of the Great Awakening that happened a few years prior to all of this. And so we see him coming of age not only as a man, but his spiritual life, his professional life, how he looks at politics, freedom, liberty, and family. And so it does have a huge impact on him. But it is not it's not a preachy book, and I have no problem with that, but it wasn't designed to be that, because he's discovering everything throughout the entire story.
It's a historical fictional novel set at the heart of the American Revolution, The Unlikely Life of Oliver Atkinson. We're here with David Jones, the author, who's also a local to the area here in the Market Common. How long have you been in the Myrtle Beach area?
I've been here 5.5 years, and I've lived in L.A., D.C., Chicago, New York, Myrtle Beach. And I love it here. It's just the right place for me at this time of life.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that your folks reached out to me. How can people pick up a copy of your book?
You can go to Amazon.com, look under David Jones III. You can go to my website, DavidJones3.com. I also have a YouTube channel discussing the true history within the book, and I'm releasing 90 videos between now and July 4th. The channel is called Oliver's History Project, and you get short one-and-a-half-minute snapshots of the true history. For example, what was life like in America for the Redcoat soldier? Or how about the company that helped bring down the British Empire, which is the British East India Company? So I talk about all the real history so people can segment out those things from the fictional within the book.
So you can follow this along leading up into America's 250th birthday, this Independence Day, on YouTube. Just type in Oliver's History Project. You can pick up his book on Amazon. You can go to his website, DavidJones3.com. That's DavidJones3.com. His fictional novel, The Unlikely Life of Oliver Atkinson, a novel of America's founding. I enjoy the cover of that book as well. I mean, it just really comes to life. Almost looks like it should be a movie.
Well, that's part of the goal. I made a trailer that you can find on the YouTube channel, too, 2.5-minute trailer that has wowed a lot of people. And there's already some reaching out by some folks who think they might want to turn it into a Netflix.
Your family has lived and breathed history, as you gave us the backdrop in terms of your family tree. Do you think there's an appetite, given everything that's going on in the world today? You feel, obviously, that there is, or you wouldn't be exploring these
yes.
avenues. An appetite for people to explore, based on what we're told in the media, this, that, or the other. We've never been a perfect country, this, that, or the other. Well,
right.
Imperfect union, striving to become more perfect. I mean, they said it right from the start of this
whole thing
with our character flaws and our decisions that weren't always on the up and up when it comes to the future. But there's no question, this place, there's a reason why millions and millions of people want to come here in any way, shape,
yes.
or form on any given day of the week. So I think that explains pretty much in a nutshell as to where we are and to take away from some of the detractors that makes this place so great, even though there are bombs flying in other parts
That's
of the world
true.
Right now. So you think there's an appetite for that right now?
I think in many ways America is the last great hope of the world. I think it comes from our Christian origins. I think there is no liberty apart from that, because we look at world systems throughout history and they're all a few ruling the masses. And as I say, mankind has a natural cry in his heart for liberty, but prefers bondage because it's just easier. America is completely against that. We may be the last white blood cell in the blood system of the world, and without virtue, it's impossible to run a republic. And we need a reformation, if you will, a revival of Christian virtue and principle, to be able to see through God's plan for this nation and making it be all it's supposed to be, as a light to the world.
To learn more about Mr. David Jones at davidjones3.com, pick up his novel, The Unlikely Life of Oliver Atkinson, over on Amazon. Don't forget to go to YouTube as well, his channel, with some great videos and explanations in terms of the true history behind the novel, and obviously intertwining real characters in our nation's founding with this unlikely life of an English immigrant who helped guide America to its independence, at Oliver's History Project on YouTube, a series that will eventually feature up to 80 one-minute videos all leading up into July 4th. David Jones, the number 3.com. David, great to meet you. Great story.
Thank you.
Looking forward to getting a copy of this book, and it will be my read when I hit the road here over the next few months. So looking forward to it, my friend. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
It's 8:22 here on Hot Talk 99.5. David Jones, the number 3.com. Pick up his book, available now at Amazon. Of course, on YouTube, Oliver's History Project. Type it in to get those series of videos that'll be coming up here between now and July 4th.